God has even allowed for me to come right here in Singapore to the church, which I always desired to do. But this morning is a very wonderful time for me to come and meet you, the believers here, the fellowship, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are thankful that now we can be here to see each other physically for all these years. God has made us to meet with the servant of God, Brother Gen. And the church is standing in Fiji because of the ministry that God has given to his servant. He's standing very powerfully today, and God has connected us together. And that's why I'm happy.
Amen.
To be here finally from yesterday. We always talk about Singapore. One of the great nations, although small, in the world. Even Fiji always want to copy Singapore. It's one of the best efficient system in the, even the government. But it's not only that, but God has put the church here that is leading to speak in the way that God is dealing with the body of Christ around the world. And we know what God is doing. We know how God has come. Through Brother Gen. That's why we are all here, because God has done or is doing something. So I'm here to represent the church, the body of Christ in Fiji. I told them we cannot all go, but I'm there not only for me as a pastor, but I'm there to be representing you. When I go, you are going with me.
Amen.
In your greetings and well wishes and blessings. Will go with me. I will convey to the believers in Singapore. I'm on my way to Nigeria, but I cannot pass this country. I must come here and report and meet my brother and new people before I go right to Nigeria to Brother Rice.
Amen.
Amen. So, the greetings from the church. Fiji is bigger than Singapore. There are too many islands. The Red Island is like Singapore size. So the church is everywhere. in the big island next month. And it's a big challenge to travel around to go and try to visit and meet them, the believers. Last year, you know, Brother Nice came around before end of the year. He was in Fiji for 1 month because of the situation that happens. He was supposed only to be 2 weeks, but Philippine, he never went there. So he decided to stay with us, which is a need. Fiji is sometimes isolated. Nobody knows about where is Fiji because it's a small island in the Pacific Ocean. And Rene Brother again has been visiting us for a very long time, for 6 times. He has come to put us properly into the Word of God. That's why we are standing very powerfully, although we have been persecuted too, assassinated by the extreme people in the truth. But the truth cannot, will always prevail. The truth will always win, because the truth is God, the Word of God. We cannot win against God. That's why I'm thankful this morning to come. They are all at the airport. They always do that, even when Brother Gail comes. I know they want to come, but I said, yeah, God willing, you will go one day to visit the brother somewhere in the world. So they are okay. We always believe, never mind something is going wrong. We are believers in God.
Yes.
Whether we are in the mountain or valley, we talk positively because God is always there. He allows things to happen. Like the woman of Sunamite, when he met Elijah, he said, all is well, although the child was dead. So the greetings from there, from Pastor Aquila, he's in the website too, from the next big island. He's sending his love and greetings to all of you in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And the saints in Suma, the capital, we went there with Brother Rice in 2006. And the church is still young. There is not many people, but I have to preach in Nandi and go to Suba at the same time. There's still not a pastor yet, and because he cannot come to Nandi's farm. And I have to travel and look after them and come back to Nandi. So that is a greeting from Fiji. Brother Henry has come to Fiji too with a sister. And Sister Isabella is here with Daniel, cannot see him. They also came for a visit with Brother Gen. So Brother Gen, to speak, is like my father in this gospel. Yes, through him I have come to really be founded in this truth. For all these years when I came to the truth, I came to the Lord in 1991, when God brought me to this truth, which is through the messenger of Brother Ben. So we know the story is a lot of confusion around the world, but the truth will always prevail.
Amen.
Amongst these errors and extreme belief that is being propagated today. And the same thing in Fiji is everywhere. We always hear Brother Gen talks about it, and the attack is still going on. But that's how God has designed things to happen. Because without that, we can relax too. So God will allow the thoughts to be there, to always do their job too.
Mm-hmm.
And the confusion was there in that country. There's a lot of message believers in Fiji. Fiji is very religious to speak. When we come to service, it's very noisy. As I thank God that we can move around and shake hands. Because I don't hear the amen. It's only coming from Brother Gen and me. Yeah, the church of God should be noisy, because you are here to rejoice and worship.
Amen.
I always tell my church member, before you come, pray hard. Because if you are not here, you are not here in the spirit, you have to go back home.
Yes.
Because the word of God will come for you.
Amen.
Amen. So we are here to rejoice in God because of salvation, the grace of God. It's so much we cannot explain that has come, because we are sinners. We are deceived by the grace of God.
Amen.
Without that grace, we are not here. We are going somewhere else, we nowhere. So grace is grace. We must rejoice, we must uplift what is God in our life. Amen. So I was just trying to come in fellowship and meet, but Brother Gen has asked me to stand here and say a few words. I have a lot of good testimony, a powerful one, because God has allowed me to be standing in Fiji. I was also assassinated and persecuted. Even the brother name, girl's name is known in that country. And they only say, who said that a Chinese man and Mr. Twin like to bring another revelation? No, we are not bringing another revelation. They talk like that. I said, in the day of judgment, God is going to ask you. You are taking against his offspring. You are taking somebody that God has called. It's not that he called himself or somebody called himself. God has called. God has always called. So, that is the situation. And but today they are breaking up. Because if there is no truth, when the foundation is not laid properly, you are going to break up. That is what is happening. That's why I invited all of them. When I was in Japan in 2000 studying with you, I worked in the weather before. I preach a little bit to you. My testimony can help you in the name of the Lord this morning. So, when I was in Japan, the Lord led me to his website in 2000. I was studying for 4 months. Then the Spirit led me to that 10-story building near Tokyo City and showed to me his website, Brother Gen. So I went into it and I saw what was missing, what the problem was about the message of Yahweh, where they were quoting Brother Branham. So I talked to him in the email, Brother Gen, I'm from Fiji, I'm a believer. What you are seeing is true. The Lord does a sweet to me like that. I don't struggle to see what Brother Gen was writing. So after that, we never talked again until 2004. When the email came, Brother Twi, you want some meetings? I said, yes, we really need it. So he came, he flew over in 2004 in October. Even Brother might want to stop him. They engaged the immigration to stop him. But you cannot win. If God is sending him, or whatever, the purpose of God will happen. Whatever you want to go, yes, cannot, because God is still in control. Whether it's immigration, or politician, or any nation, God is still in control. Or even Satan, God is still in control. He's the one that dictates the terms and conditions of what is happening in the world. That's why you have to look to God. When you look at God, everything is okay. Never mind that everything is not okay physically, but God is still in control. Amen. Amen. So, he came he came in, but God prevailed to make them to lose at the battle. He came again in 2005, 2006. He came again to Fiji. I took him to the capital because they were against him, the old Branhamites. So, yeah, most of them have gone. I mean, they are already dead. So, in 2008 and 11 and 14, he came again. And the churches are really grounded, although the opposition is still there from the extreme believers of the truth. But this truth is still the truth. When God calls you, he has known you before the foundation of the world. He doesn't know you only now. We are sitting here, we don't know each other physically, but we are all in the mind of God. We are here, we are not strangers to each other. We are sitting now in Christ, in heavenly places. So God already knows all of us. That's why we can be one in the Spirit when we come. Never mind, now when we are here, we are not Singaporean or Fijian. We are all Christians. We are all have the same name together. Amen. With the Holy Ghost. So when God looks at us, we are the sons and daughters of God. That's what we are in God. We are the children of the living God. So thank God for that. I've come to this warfare too because of the truth. I was rejected by the church in Fiji. But the church today is very powerful. It's very powerful now. It's all over. And the bread might still do whatever they do. They are ordained to do their job. But we just move on in God because God has a purpose yet for them to be like that. You look into the scripture, it's there, because there will be a separation from the truth. Like Abraham and Lot, they have to separate. So, that is the story, brief story that is going in the country in Fiji. There's a lot of stories. And even last year, God has to take my wife home then. She was sick, and I was praying that, Lord, can you heal her? Because I cannot move. I've retired from the government. I work in the government. I work in the meteorology. And Fiji had to retire very early. So the Lord took her. And the message is coming because he's sick. I have to remove, but you have to do the work. Because otherwise you cannot move around. You're going to look after her home. She does not be needed. You're going to be the doctor at home. So that's why it's not easy, because we were married for 35 years. The impact was very powerful. Brother here knows Sister Clara very well. She's a good cook. And brother, brother again comes, she always cook. It's like a hotel at home.
Yes.
And but the Lord has taken, it was very hard for me. Because suddenly she was gone in front of me. But I was strong in the Lord already to go, to continue to fight the good fight.
Yes.
And hold on. That's what is going to be based on my message this morning. Like Paul said, I have fought the good fight and kept the faith. Because anything will come, even death, will never separate us. Because our faith is very powerful. Never mind what happened, even the death of all, or whatever, or even your wife, it doesn't separate. Even people, even your parents, maybe they will reject you because of the truth. Faith is so powerful because John said, faith is our victory.
Yes.
The faith will always win. Faith will never surrender. Because faith is not something, something spiritual, it's something is real. It's coming from the word of God. God has imparted to you, you're going to overcome. Never mind what comes. Even death comes, it cannot separate. That's why the salvation is beautiful. As far as what is salvation is all about from God. So sometimes I maybe even come from my mother, Fijian words. Because in Fiji, I preach in English and also Fijian, because there are many Indian friends and there are in church. So when I preach, sometimes Sunday it turns to Fijian language. So bear with me, if the Fijian words will come. Because I'm used to it for a very long time. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for that. And as I said, the Lord is still God today. The God is still the God of His own word.
Yes.
You cannot change that. You stay with the word, God stays with you. And so whatever is God to you. And Brother Lice came last year. Brother James came to Veramu from Zimbabwe. I invited him in 2016, after Brother Gail came in 2014. Then we invited Brother Lice with Brother Gail when he came to us. When we talked to him to Africa. But he was busy, so he cannot come in 2016. So finally, he was free, and the Lord led me to tell him to come. So he came last November to December for 1 month. He was around, and many things have happened in Fiji in his visit. We went from island to the islands, and many souls came to the Lord. You heard him testify here when he came back from Fiji. And the goodness of the Lord is good. But pray for us. It's a lot of work to be done still. And God is moving us further to the Pacific. And I've just baptized even 7 people last 2 weeks. I was in Honolulu to visit the believers, so they don't disappear. I have to go and talk to them from one place to another place and drive around the other islands. And I just baptized one believer last Thursday. He's a pilot. He's a Fijian pilot. He lives in Papua New Guinea. So he came to the truth too, and he believed it, and I baptized him just last Thursday before I left on Saturday. And we thank God for that. He's flying back to Papua New Guinea. He's a pilot based here for the time being, for some time. And we know that in Australia, New Zealand, he's not really there to speak the message of the young brother again knows. The foundation is not really intact in the word of God. So we believe that God is going to use him in Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea, you know, is not far from Singapore. It's a great island. It's still way better to speak in the way they are living in a civilized world, sometimes in the bush area. I baptized a believer this year from it's an Abo. But he lives, he's studying in Fiji. So the family is inviting me to come right to Darwin when I go back from Nigeria to go and preach to them. They even listen to the WhatsApp or Skype. At times, even I conduct baptism, they will listen. Or when I say at some Buddhist place, they'll be listening. they are really hungry for the word of God. Amen. We know Brother Gain is getting, our father is getting old, 71, but he has done his job for this time, but he's still moving to the Philippines. And it is for us, for people like me and other believers and us two sitting here, to continue with the good work. We have a ministry, we have a job to do. Amen. We are not here to be useless or not being used by God. We can see something. We can go to the people and see something, it will trigger something, because if they belong to God, yes, then see that inside them will light up, yes, like a woman in the well. Right. They will come. Because time is running out so fast, we know that Israel is our time prop. We see what is happening in the Middle East. Amen. And we know that the Lord is coming soon, as far as we know. The last ministry to come, the trumpet, the seven daughters are to bring us the final revelation. Because the Bible ministry, Brother Gain, is leading in this ministry. We know they have done their job for this 50 years or so much, when Brother Bem got called in 1965. So how long is going to go? We know it's not going to go so far. Because the time is arriving up, and we must come and get ready in whatever way. We are getting ready. John wrote in Revelation chapter 9, the wife had to make herself ready. So we must be ready and looking forward to go. You'll never take Singapore to heaven. You'll never take your car. You'll take the Lord Jesus Christ. When we go in the rapture, there is a real. Many things have been preached so far in the world that the rapture has already happened. I came through in 1993, this kind of preaching from America, and broke up the church in Fiji. He came from Singapore too, from Judah. He came to Fiji and preached the same thing. The rapture has already taken place. The rapture has never taken place. We are still getting ready to go in the translation, the Bible word of the news.
Amen.
So, there are so many things to speak about, but we are here to listen to the word, the bread, the water. Whatever way I'm going to preach, you can receive something. I know we, by the teaching of Brother Gain, we have already known many, many things, from Genesis to Revelation. Even you sit under his ministry. I always ask him, can you stay here to be our pastor when you come to Fiji? That's how I look at what is the gifts of God. Because the gifts of God is a love gift to the church. We should embrace it and appreciate it and hold to it. Because you know, if those gifts are not there, how can you come and know the Lord? The Lord will operate through those gifts. Amen. Firstly, today God has restored that fivefold ministry. And from God, I know that God has called Brother Gain. There's no argument. Because the Lord has convicted me in this ministry. That's why I'm standing in Fiji, since God revealed it to me in 2000. And I've been cut off from all the churches. They said it cannot be true what he's preaching or coming from the Singaporean preacher that has come to him. That is what is happening in that country. It's happening everywhere. But we must be strong. Because the Lord, what is the word of God? The word of God is truth. Okay? So what we are standing for right here is not in vain. You are here not in vain, to come from the east, the west, and the north, south, to be here, because we are here for a purpose. We are not here for a religion. We are here for a purpose, to get ready to come to get a body change in the final, in the near future, so we can go in to meet the Lord. We'll go to get a paradise where the saints are waiting. So I believe that I'm going to come back from Nigeria. I'm going to stay over, not to bother you, because I want to fellowship with you. I want to hear from you too. Brother Henry is here, Brother Jim I've met, Brother Michael I've met this morning. We are here to talk, to fellowship, to share what God is doing, what God is doing to our lives. That's why I had the testimony this morning. And it's good. It's good, the testimony. But I never saw you respond to that testimony. I think you ate too much at this point. When you come to church, we must be alive. Because at the church, immediately I'm inviting you to come. No, I'm inviting you through your pastor. to come and fellowship. It's a direct flight here, 10 hours, it's not far. Mm-hmm. To come and fellowship. For this last time before the Lord is going to come, not very far from the time we are living in. Amen. Amen. God bless you richly and abundantly this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I'll just go to the Word of God. Before we go to the Word of God, we just pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this time and opportunity. We can be in the house of God. The Bible said, David said that in the presence of God is fullness of joy. He wants to come to the house of God to behold your beauty and your presence of God.
Yes.
So this morning we are here. I'm thankful to you, Father, for myself being here, for all this time that your servant has been coming. Finally, I'm here to visit the brother again, and also the believers that are here to fellowship and to know each other, because we are one big family in you, Father. So this morning we thank you for this grace. We thank you for this time that I can be here, and also we can fellowship together in the spirit and also the truth. Bless our soul, bless our spirit, Lord, as we come to partake from the table of the Lord, the bread and the water of life this morning. Whatever is there from your servant to speak, believe, Lord, that is going to inspire them or edify them in one way or another to continue for us to grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we come near to that day when the last trumpet will blow and we are going to go to that body change, Father. That is the hope we have, that we are not going to die, but we are going to be changed alive in this corruption to take on incorruption, immortality,
Amen.
And we will be with the Lord. There is the hope that we have. The world is in darkness, in confusion, it's chaos. We know there's no hope for this world. It's vanity. It's like vanity. It's sinking sand, everything we see. Even what is politics and whatever, it's a religion. We see there's no hope because darkness is prevailing in the land. The only hope is the light that you have sent, the Word of God, that we must come to the light and worship you in the light, because Father, you are the light. You have sent the Word to rescue us. You have sent the Word to bring us back to you, Father. That's why we can rejoice this morning in your presence, Father, to come together. We thank you that your grace is always sufficient for us. Bless us this morning. Bless us, the Word of God. Bless us, the soul of your people that are here. Bless your seventh brother again for the labor he's been doing all this year for your kingdom, God. Continue to bless him, to sustain him, to give him strength. He may continue to go right to the end, because we know, Lord, this faith that will bring us to you in the near future. And we are here together in the one mind and one accord, in the unity of the Spirit, to come, Lord, and give you thanks, and to come and continue to learn and get ready, so we may come to the image of the Son of God. We come to the stage of the perfect man. That's how you are building us.
Amen.
That's why you send the ministry of God, that we must be perfected, that we must come to the unity of the faith, that we must come to the knowledge of the Son of God.
Amen.
And we are thankful for the ministry, the love ministry you have sent, the fivefold, that you are using, Lord, to bring us to that perfection.
Amen.
So bless us, bless the ministry, bless everyone that are here this morning, bless the church in Fiji,
Amen.
Bless the church around the world that are also conducting their service. If it's a daytime this morning,
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for your mercy once again. Have mercy and grace upon us as we come to partake from your table. We give you the glory. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We just go to the Bible. Something that the Lord put in my heart to preach a little bit, just very short, this morning to just enlighten us in the Lord. Amen. Sorry if my English is not good. Our mother tongue is Fijian, and we talk Fijian. But sometimes we have to, we all go to school, we learn English, but in Fiji, we still speak in Fijian so much, our mother tongue. We go to the book of Second Timothy, chapter 4. Second Timothy, chapter 4, I will read the Bible. That's from verse 1 to verse 8. Second Timothy, chapter 4. Second Timothy, chapter 4. I will read from verse 1 to verse 8. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead and his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word in standard, in season and out of season. Remove, reproach, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves kisses, having each ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be tuned unto chaos. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, make full proof of your ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Amen and amen. So, but bless the reading of his word this morning. So, my small subject this morning is keeping the faith. Amen. Keeping the faith. So, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was around, he was talking to the disciples. He told them, he was talking to them, answering to them in the book of Luke chapter 18. Then finally, he told them in Luke chapter 18, verse 8, the part B of that scripture, because there is a full stop there. He asked them, he told them, if the Son of Man cometh again, will he find faith on this earth? If the Son of Man cometh again, will he find faith on this earth? And we know he did not answer. But the answer is yes, he's going to find it. But the person is saying already, he will not find many people. They've got the true faith, the genuine faith in God. So we are living in a very bad time as far as what this all Christianity is all about. We see what is happening. Because now the internet has exposed everything. The teaching that is going on. When we look at it, we can see it's unbelievable what the people are propagating. There's only one Bible, one truth, but what is going on in the world is so confused, it's so chaos. We don't even know what they are talking about. People even know, people who are wanting to come and know the truth, they don't know what is the truth anymore. Amen. They don't know what is a left hand or right hand because of what the people are preaching today. Especially in the bigger countries, in America, they know what has happened. The messenger, Brother Ben, came to America. He preached there for 50 years and they closed the door. And today we look into the United States and we see they are teaching everything. Brother Ben went there. And today we don't see many things. They are still maintaining what they are doing, the quotation. Because they don't understand what the messenger said. So they put their own idea or whatever their version is all about. That's what we see the outcome today. We see what is happening. So, how come, what is happening? Jesus is true when he asks that question. If the Son of Man cometh again, will he find faith on this earth? Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the course. I've kept the faith. He was about to be killed. He was writing to Timothy.
Right.
He said, I've done well. I've run this course. I've kept the faith.
Amen.
The devil, when he comes, the only thing he wants to destroy is your faith.
Right.
When he destroys that faith, you are finished. Because
right.
That is your life. Because John said, faith is our victory.
Right.
Faith is our victory. Faith cannot surrender. Brother Bram always said, faith cannot surrender. Because faith is a real. Scientifically, you cannot prove it. So the scientific world cannot believe. Because they want everything to be proven scientifically.
Right.
But faith is spiritual. Faith, on the earth, we know what is faith. Because to others, it's a substance of things hoped for.
Right.
It's an evidence of things are not seen. That's what the Bible said in the book of Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. That faith is a substance of things hoped for.
Right.
So our faith is based on what God said.
Right.
It's not on what faith. It's not based on not nothing. It's based on something. It's based on the word.
Amen.
Because we know God cannot lie.
Right.
Whatever God said, He's going to bring it to pass.
Right.
If God said that there's going to be an answer, our body says it's going to happen. Whether we believe it, whether we care, we want to prove it scientifically, we cannot prove it. Because suddenly we're going to have a body change, they disappear. But the Bible has already proven it in the life of Enoch. That he walked with God, he was honored because God took him. Paul said that he had the testimony.
Right.
That he pleased God and God took him.
Right.
God has already showed the symbol of the pattern that is going to happen too in this last day. We are here to fulfill it.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible said that Enoch walked with God in the book of Hebrews. By faith that Enoch walked with God, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. By faith that Enoch walked with God, and he was honored. He got a testimony that he pleased God, because he walked with God, and he was translated. Amen.
But again, I said,
go ahead.
How much?
Go ahead. I'm
the Hallelujah. Amen. So brothers and sisters, faith is how we are surviving. Faith is going to show whether you have faith or no faith. You are here by faith. You are here because God spoke. Forsake not assembling yourself together.
Right.
As the manner of some people were in the days of Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. You know scriptures. I am going to speak scripture. You're going to read, it's going to take some time. So, you are here by faith. It's not because the brother came to see you or I see you. It's because of the believer in the word of God you are here.
Amen.
Because there is a reason why we are here. So we can hear the word of God. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing.
Right.
And by hearing, by the word of God.
Right.
It doesn't come by reading.
Right.
It comes by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
So whether the means of God, called by God, come and minister and speak and utter the word, He's going to give you the revelation.
Right.
He's going to give you the spirit, the life. He's going to be imparted to you to receive it, to grow in God.
Amen.
So we can grow. Romans chapter 1, the Bible said, from faith to faith, the righteousness of God will come.
Amen.
From revelation to revelation, the righteousness of God. Brother Ben said, faith is a revelation.
Yeah.
Very good definition.
Right.
Faith is a revelation. So that's what we are today, brothers and sisters. If I speak something, it can help you. This morning to continue to grow. That's how God has anointed us, all of us.
Right.
You can see something in your testimony is going to help me. Help you, help somebody else. That's why you must not deny the spirit in your life. When God puts something in your heart that you must speak up, it's for the edification of the body of Christ.
Amen.
The Bible means it got their own ministry to minister. Also, the body of Christ got the ministry too. A smaller ministry.
Right.
There is a nice spiritual gift. And whatever ability given in the operation of God is there in the Bible.
Amen.
You are not here just to come and see that. You are here to partake in the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Because God has called you, and God, as the Bible says in Romans chapter 11, that the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. We don't repent, and God will give you a gift, or your calling or position. God has already ordained you, because He saw you before the foundation of the world.
Sure.
That's why Jesus died in the mind of God.
Amen.
In the book of Revelation, the Bible says, the Lamb of God was saved before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
That's why He wrote your names in the book of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it requires something to write your name. It requires the blood. So in the spirit of God, in the mind of God, Jesus was died. Amen. Because the blood is the remission for the sin or for the atonement of souls.
Amen.
That's why the blood was shed. This said, my blood is shed for the remission of your sins in Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. So without the remission, the saving of the blood, there is no remission of sins.
Right.
That's why we are baptized in baptism in water.
Amen.
Peter said in the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's not you come here and say a sinner's prayer, you are saved. It's not that you come and be the church member, you are saved. You must go to the water. When I went to Lombasa 2 weeks ago, Lombasa is the capital of the second big island, where Brother Aquila is living with the church.
I saw somebody giving out a brochure text. I told my grandson, I'll wait out one. I want to read. When I read, it's written there, the way to salvation, 7 steps. Hallelujah. When I read it, I never saw baptism. But it's written below, that means it's a great commission ministry. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus said, the verse 19, go to the world and preach the gospel. Whoever believes, baptize him in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. In the book of Mark 16, he's saying the same thing. Go and preach the gospel. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. So baptism is very important. But to the whole world is not important. He can just come and be a test and repent. Yeah, you repent, you confess, but you must go to the water. I was baptized by Father, Son, Holy Ghost in 91 when the Lord started to pull me properly from in the truth. Nobody came to preach to me. God gave me the book, Malachi, the book of Malachi, the spoken word, the book to me. Brother Job gave it to me, brother. Yeah. Brother Job is one of the brothers in Fiji. He was here sometime before me. He was in the valley. When I read just one statement of Brother Branham, fire ignited in my heart. From 91, September until today, that fire is still there.
Amen.
I believe my brother again, I heard his testimony, and he read the exposition of the 7th of Brother Branham, and he saw something, and he triggered something.
Right.
He was a blue Trinity. He prayed to the Father that he means, the Son that he means, and all the Holy Spirit that he means. But the truth will come somehow to you.
Right.
Through preaching or a brochure or even the book of Brother Ben. He's going to ignite the fire.
Right.
When the fire came to my head, everybody saw something has happened.
Right.
I was a disappear. I closed myself in the house. I pray and I read about 3 years I disappear. Because God must deal with you. You must walk with God alone.
Right.
Like Paul. When God called him through the pillar of fire and put him down. He was baptized by now, and he disappeared to the Reverend Desert for 3.5 years. God must save him
of
his theology and philosophy.
Right.
In the book of Galatians, he said, I come now not by the excellency of words of men, by the revelation of Jesus Christ, I'm coming.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a room you can sleep. It's comfortable. Satan is very smart. He's always around to fend you to sleep. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you are partaking in the Spirit, you'll be strong. You'll rejoice. Because the Word of God demands a response. Amen.
Amen.
The moment the Pope is preaching it, if he says the right thing, Amen. Amen. Yes. With this, no Trinity in the Bible. You cannot see Trinity. Trinity came from Rome. Even the Muslims never believe in Trinity. They believe there is one God, but they call the name of God Allah. The name of God is not Allah. They saw it in the New Testament, the Old Testament, that the name that this God is one. In the book of James chapter 2, James said, you do well when you believe there is only one God. You are doing well.
Right.
Because the devil to believe there is one God, he trembles.
Right.
How come the whole world believe in Trinity? You have to ask brother again. Hallelujah. There's only one God. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we baptize in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 43, I come in my Father's name, you receive me not. Somebody has said, come. Antichrist is coming. They're going to receive him. They're going to believe him to be the Messiah. That's why God is going to punish them. Through the verse of 4 Trumpets. Because they make an agreement with the Satan. The 7-year peace covenant. Understand?
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says that here, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, by faith, Abraham, he came out of Mesopotamia. He became a sojourner, a pilgrim. And he was looking for a city. The maker, the builder was God himself. Yeah, although Moses never wrote it, when Moses wrote those books, from Genesis to Deuteronomy, he never put it there that everyone was looking for that city. But in the Revelation, Paul said he was looking for a city. And the maker, the builder was God himself. He was not only looking for the promised land. He was not only looking for Isaac. He was looking for something else.
Amen.
When you are spiritual, you don't look at the physical promise. You don't look at the physical things. Those things are physical, are temporary. You look at what the things that are permanent and eternal in God. So when he was a promised son, he was not looking at the son literally, he was looking beyond that son. And the son he was looking at was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When he was a promised land, he was not looking at the land of Israel. He was looking beyond the land. He was looking at the city. The city is not a physical city. The city is you and me. We are the stones to that city. Paul said that we are the lively stones, put together to be the habitation of God. Hallelujah. That's what we are.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So that's our identity. We are here so that God may tell us who we are in the economy of the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
So we see what is wrong today. So we don't do these statistics, but I have heard a brother again. They do. We have about 33,000 different sections of what is a Christianity. 4,000 be the denomination. Well, what is wrong? In the book of Esau, chapter 4, there is only one faith. One God, one Spirit. So that one faith today has become 30,000. It's so many. But the people never ask the question, what is going wrong? They are content to go to church and believe something. When you come to church, it's about your salvation. It's about your destiny. It's about your soul.
Right.
If you come here and believe it is wrong what we are facing, then it's up to you what to do.
Right.
But if it's not true, the Holy Ghost will convict your soul.
Right.
He's going to reveal it to you. It's the truth. Amen.
Amen.
That is your life. God is imparting your life. Jesus in John 6, 63 says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. Amen. That's why you need to come to church to hear God speak or expound the word. Because it's going to give you life.
Right.
To build you up from glory to glory. From word to word. You're going to grow. You cannot stay the same person for 3 years. You must grow in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
You must grow in maturity. You must grow in understanding.
Right.
More word, more faith, more power, more wisdom. You are growing in God. You don't come and sit here. After some time, you are drinking milk. Then you start to eat the strong meat. Amen.
Amen.
So you can be used by God. In whatever way God has called you.
Right.
In this end time. So we see the confusion. Because we know this faith is their own faith. Their own understanding. Which is happening around the world. In Africa, in Singapore, I heard the brother said, there are a church here. There are a message believer here. But why they cannot come together? In Fiji, there are many. Some are going this way, going this way. The two souls are preaching is still there. And so many things. When I was in Australia, I was there for 7 months to study weather. I was in Melbourne. Melbourne, the preacher is from Uganda, scientist of the red brick. He told me one Sunday, Brother, this is our preach. He said, show me his house. I just come here, look around, bring here the dava, the altar, and I come and preach to you. This is not preaching. Preaching is what God has input into you, and what is lacking in the body of Christ. What are the vitamins that you must have? Preacher, you must give to them to grow. What is lacking? God knows what is lacking. The church in Fiji is not perfected. The church in Singapore, everywhere is not perfected. We are moving to that perfection. Surely, gradually we are moving from whatever God is doing in the ministry. Whatever God is going to use to speak. Whatever your portion from there to make you to grow in God. Amen. What we reach, Brother Bram said, once of the brighter, fight their position, they are gone. He said that we must write another book of Acts. The days of Ananias and Sapphira must come back.
Right.
Amen. Because the verse says that God's title was in the book of Acts. That was the blueprint. So we are here to be going back in the restoration to what is God. What God has done. What God has founded in the day of Pentecost. That's why God has restored the Bible ministry. Amen. A new opportunity is sitting at the front again. The apostle. He's the one that cleaned up the foundation. When I invited the believers in Fiji in 2004, I wrote the letter to all the pastors. I said, God has shown me the apostolic ministry that is putting again together the foundation that is broken around the world. And I'm inviting him, he's coming from Singapore, to come. I invite you in the name of the Lord to come and party. But they call the immigration to stop right again. Just a message, see him. God cannot go against God. God always, whatever God is doing, is there, is God operating. But he cannot win. The devil cannot win. The children of the wicked one cannot win. We are always going to prevail because we have the food. The food in us will prevail. We are going to go in the rapture one day. Never mind, you are still weak in some area. That's why the ministry is here to lead you, to fix you, to deal with you. That's why we must humble ourselves down and listen to what God is doing. Because sometimes the word of God is going to penetrate. The word of God is going to cut. That's why in Revelation chapter 10, when in the Jonah, in the vision, Jonah writing this book of Revelation, he was told, you take the book and eat it. When you eat, it's going to be sweet in your mouth, but bitter in your belly. Hallelujah. The word of God is sweeter, because it's sweeter to us. But when it goes to your inside, it's going to be a revolution. It's going to cut down the pride. It's going to cut down the things of the world. It's going to cut down the sinfulness. It's going to cut down the lust. It's going to cut down everything that is not of God. The word of God is a sword. It's a powerful and quicker and sharper than a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. When it's done, it's going to cut the sandal. Because of the purpose is for you to come to be that word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. That's why we are here. We are not here to fulfill a program. Maybe in Fiji. I told them we are not here to fulfill a program. We are here, God is dealing with us.
Right.
He's laboring in God. As Brother Jan said at this point, to be a minister is very thing. Sometimes we don't want to be pastors or ministers because you're going to go through a lot of things. Brother Peter is going through a lot of things. I'm going through a lot of things. From the left to the right, Paul talks about it when he wrote to the Corinthians. You see this, you have families to look after. You have a work to do. Same time, it doesn't excuse you to come and do what you, it's the kingdom of God to execute your position. To partake in what you are in God. Amen.
Amen.
So that's what we see today. We see all kinds of believers. You go to Africa, there are a lot of prophets. They are saying today is a day of prophetic. So what is prophetic? What is today? They don't even know what is today, what God is doing. They are only saying, prophetic means to enforce the word of God. They will call your name, they will tell you, come here. They will tell you what is in the fridge and everything. To them, that is the work of God. Doesn't matter, you come here, you just receive God, you are not baptized, you have it. And they give it to the Lord of a prophets.
Yeah.
All kinds of things. They are pushing their all kinds of prophets.
Yes.
But they, you ask them what God is doing today, they don't know. We know we are living in the age of Laodicea. And Laodicea, you read the Revelation chapter 3, you see what is Laodicea. When they talk about themselves, they say that we are rich. We have everything. We don't need anything. That's what they are saying, Laodicea. Because they got the property, they got the money, they got the assets, they got the hundreds of billions of property. Amen. But they don't have the Lord. The Lord is already outside. Revelation 3:20, he's knocking on the door. Not of your heart, but the church world is outside. He's been rejected. He said the word of God. But when God talks about Laodicea, he said, you are rich, you are miserable, you are poor, you are naked, and you don't even know. But the one is saying, okay, we have a lot of money. We have supermarkets. We have schools. God never told us to do that thing. He told the disciples, go and preach the gospel. But today they are doing everything. But God is not here. They have rejected the word. So they are worshipping the devil indirectly. Already. Because when you, he's outside knocking. Whoever hears his voice, come out. That's why he came in his age and he called. When he calls, you hear and you respond. That's why we are here. I am here, you are here. When I was a very small, I was already a Christian. I was in the Methodist ministry. I was a Pentecostal when I was 16 years old. But after that, I decided not to worship God when I was only at the university. Because I saw nothing in Christianity. When I got married to Sister Clara, I told her, oh, you go to church with the children, I'm not going to church. I'm going to be a sinner and die and go to hell. That's a very powerful testimony. Hallelujah. But God came down powerfully too in my life and rescued me and pulled me. That's why when God calls you, you are very strong. You know who you are because God calls. It's not man calling you. It's not a pastor calling you. It's God that has called you in the spirit. When you come, you never go back. You will see with God. Yeah. But again, came a long time ago. I came in 91. Until today, I still see with God. My father rejected me. My mother rejected me. The Pentecost rejected me. The Methodism in where I live rejected me. It doesn't move me at all. It made me be stronger. Made me to be more powerful. Because of those thoughts of life will make you be stronger. Doesn't make you to be weaker or disappear from God.
Right.
God intends those trials and tribulations to make you to be stronger in God. Because God doesn't want a weak believer. He wants his children to be strong. He wants them to believe like Abraham.
Amen.
When Paul explains about the life of Abraham in Romans chapter 4, he said, against hope we still have hope.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. The other parts of the age, the many parts of Sarah, they were dead in their womb, but against hope, he still believes in hope. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This is the true faith that God has imparted into Abraham. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Noah. By faith, Jesus. By faith, Joseph. By faith, Isaac. By faith. But they never came to the promise. They were never perfected without us.
Right.
They all went and waited in a prison house before Jesus rescued them. That's why in chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that easily beset us and run the race with patience and look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. It's only Jesus, our man Jesus, can rescue us.
Right.
Nobody in the world can rescue you. No pope or no reverend. It's only Jesus, the man called Jesus. Can rescue. You. Amen.
Amen.
But he will operate through his servants to come to you. Amen. So we see the problem in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That's why in Revelation chapter 4, he was told, come up hither. Come up to another dimension because Laodicea is very weak. Laodicea is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Laodicea is a make-believing. Sunday they go to the sea. Sunday they go and play rugby. Visit him is here. Brother Henry can ask him the information. We came together in the Fiji Airways. All these people inside the Airways are the steward, my relatives, my nephew. They asked me, are you going to watch the Singapore 7? I said, I'm not in Singapore to watch the 7. I'm there to meet the believers. I'm there to fellowship with my God. You can go that side, I go this side. Brother Ben saw them, some of them, and told them, Bula! Bula means hello. Again, those are the future Lord. When I talked to Brother Jim and Brother Michael, they don't know Bula. I said, Bula means hello. Morde means sleep. Good night. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm here to come to you. When I was in Australia, the people from my village, they said, come to us. We live together. See, you don't pay rent, studying here for 7 months. I said, I'm not coming to you. God has sent me here to study meteorology, same time to come and meet the church. Come and fellowship with my brother, my sister from heaven. Amen. Can I fellowship with them? 7 months.
But the church too is in problem. We are not founded properly by the truth. It's broken a foundation. The pastor is a printing, the master brother Bear is a BC, as a scientist of the bread breaker. He come and print, and when he's preaching, you know it's coming from the ark. It's coming from the all kinds of deception of God. You know it's coming from everywhere because it's a reading. Then I went to Brisbane to study there in Brisbane. When I took Brisbane, it became worse. When I came to the church, it's a big building, they watch it. The pastor is there. They don't believe in a real-time preaching. They believe when you come and song leader and come and sing and prophesy and whatever, they're going to play the tape of Brother Ben. It's very sad. After that, all the good things we are doing, they press the button. They tell them not what we have. They have the cassette. They were, and Brother Ben will preach.
Right.
Yes! That was 1995. But the pastor asked me, can you testify? Because your destiny is very good. Yeah, it's good because God called me. When God called you, your destiny is very good. It's true.
Yes.
When God doesn't call, then somebody has called. You'll never survive in this journey. Because in this journey, everybody will hate you. Every church will never agree with us.
Yes.
Even Pentecost, the kindred, they will never agree with you. Even the grand man will never agree with you. Brother Gerd has suffered so much. We pray for him all the time. Because to be in that position is not easy. Paul went through death, went through many. He said, writing to Timothy, please, I have run the course. I have kept one thing, the faith.
Right.
You too keep it.
Amen.
When we don't keep what we believe, we cannot reach the goal of the target. We see many people are even living. People are coming, people too are living. Amen. So I testify. I said, okay, before the king. And I give my testimony. Yes, as good as I can in the Lord. After that, I sat down and he played the team. Brother Ben preached. Brisbane City. You know Brisbane, eh?
Yes.
It's in Australia. They never did something. Because I was even surprised sitting there. And after that, they give you one message book, the preaching message book. And then Brother Bram is preaching, you are reading too. To make sure they go together. Because some of the Bram might have changed something in the book. It's not in the magnetic tapes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's how smart they are doing. They are not smart, they are stupid. And they give you the cassette to go and listen on. You never see that in the Bible.
Yes.
I speak very hard, but I'm very funny like this. I want to make you to laugh. When I come to church, everybody is frozen. I want to go back home. Because I always come to church and enjoy my fellowship. And speak, and preach, and shout.
Amen.
Because we are here in the presence of God. We worship.
Amen.
That's why then, brother again to show it. That's why we shook him. Now it's okay, the atmosphere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should come and release. Don't be yourself when you come, but be in the spirit.
Amen.
When you come to God. So they pray. After that, what I heard Brother Bram said is what I'm saying. The script I'm using, I'm just speaking because he asked me to testify. But God allows it to tell him something. You should not do this. There's a life of mercy. You look where you pray. Let God send them here.
Amen.
And he stood up and said, the Holy Ghost is something. Yeah, because of the Holy Ghost is God. The Holy Ghost is the grace of God visiting your church. Whatever Brother Three said, Brother Bradley said. It's not a question that God will make it happen. So to open the eyes of this pastor that is even going to India to evangelize. How can you go there when you don't know the truth?
That's why.
Huh? What are you going to tell the Indian people? You're going to deceive them and deceive yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe chapter 18, we know. 23, verse 50. People are going around, crossing the sea, crossing the land. To mother, to go and proselyte the people and make them twofold child of hell. They're already onefold already.
Yeah.
Now they make them twofold of child of hell.
Right.
That's what is going on in the Christian world. And the brother might still are doing it to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're going to be listening. They're going to know what Brother Peter.
So we are not here to please people. If God or Brother Ken has given this pulpit, I'm going to tell the truth. Because I'm facing it in Fiji. And I'm here to counter the attack of this devil. They are going against me. They don't even want to talk to me. I go in the city, they never want to shake my hand. So what? The truth is very powerful. It doesn't bow down to any unbeliever or misbeliever. We are here to help them, but they don't want the grace of God. I told them, my door is open. If you want to come, come. But we cannot go together because we don't agree. Ever said to me, the Bible said, how can two walk together when they don't agree?
Right.
Huh? You cannot, because there is a contradiction. But my door is open, I told them. But I cannot go inside them. When you go inside, they need an ID card in Fiji. Yeah. To go inside the brand of my camp, you need ID card to identify you. That's like walking in the bank. That's how far they are going. They're going to believe everything wrong because they have come out from the true faith of God. The true understanding in the revelation. Amen. Our life is a revelation. Jesus told Peter in Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, upon or 18, upon this rock I build my church. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Because Peter revealed who is Jesus Christ and the Son of God. And Peter told Jesus told him, you never reveal it. Blood and flesh is my Father in heaven that has revealed to you.
Right.
And upon blessed are the Son of God, upon this rock I build my church.
Right.
It's a divine revelation from God to us. And the gates of hell cannot prevail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They cannot prevail.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
So he came and shook my hand. He told me, can you say something else in the evening? He's asking me to testify. I said, today I'm going to break your policy. Because it doesn't exist in me and my God. I said, before the evening service, come and ask me. If I say sorry, yes, I'm going to stand up. So he came, brother, anything? I said, there's something here. Because I just preach in Melbourne. Melbourne is a very big problem too. Any Tom and Dick is preaching, anybody that has backslider, eating marijuana, smoke, he came back and he preached to us one Sunday. We don't even know what he's talking about.
Oh.
That's how they entertain what is in the house of God.
Oh.
God is holiness. Without holiness, you cannot see God. You must be holy because God is holy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we do everything?
Praise
the Lord. So I preached one very powerful sermon in 1995, November, before I moved to Brisbane. I told them, because God has restored the five-fold ministry to preach. But today, Tom Dickener is preaching.
Right.
Just like a denomination. That time I've never met Brother Ben. Brother again, sir. Brother again, sir. It's Brother Ben. No, it's not Brother Ben. It's Brother again. I've never met him. I met him in 2000. But I told them, God has restored the ministry. The problem today, everybody is preaching. That's why it's confusion. Hallelujah. So then I was fasting for 1 week, although I was studying. I was studying to be a meteorologist. Then the Lord made me to preach it again in Brisbane. So he asked me, Brother T will speak to us again tonight. He never knew I'm going to preach. So when I preached, it was too late for him to stop. He said his idea. God doesn't need your opinion here or idea. Yeah. God, I want you to believe this word. He said, I believe that what is happening in the world, that many people are distorting what Brother Branham said. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Because of God never called them.
Mm-hmm.
They ordained themselves to be preachers.
Right.
We know that. Some of you are confused because of this. You go back to the world. You go back to denomination.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
But it doesn't mean for you to say that God must use the technology to preach in church. God has still men that has called that must reach. There's a life of ministry.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So I stood up and opened my mouth. I said, it's too late. Because I heard him, that's why I played the tape. Huh? If somebody from outside comes and see you playing the tape, he thinks of what he's doing, you are doing here.
Yes.
You can hear the tape yourself. My brother sent our people to preach. So I told them what happened in the Garden of Eden, because Eve wants to use your opinion instead of listening to what Adam told him. And think, that's why we're in this condition.
Right.
I really pray for them. I care for them. They are human beings. They want to know God, but they are in the wrong place. They are doing the wrong, believing wrong things. They are good people. Amen. But today, when I came back from Japan, 2000, to go for a meeting, I crossed their path again in this 4 months. I asked Lord, if you want me to go back inside the church, if they have repented and saw what happened, these are the truth, let me go back. I stand 10 hours to transit that, I never go there. God will give you the chance to pass. You must take it.
Right.
God is long suffering and full of grace and graces, full of compassion and slow to anger. Amen. The Bible said in 2 Peter chapter 3 that God doesn't want any to perish. But it's all wrong suffering. He wants all to come to repentance.
Amen.
In the book of Ezekiel chapter 18, the Bible said God doesn't even is happy when the wicked dies.
Uh-huh.
That's why I said, if I'm going to ordain the wicked to die, if you don't tell them the truth, their blood is upon you.
Amen.
That's why we go and tell the gospel. Because it's the grace of God going out to the people. Because grace is going to be over very soon. When the 7 hours are coming to the beach, the grace is over. Because they're going to just deal with us. It's about 40 days, ministry. They're going to operate. Understand? When Jesus rose again from the grave, he got a ministry that was 40 days he was around. When he was around, he never visited the unbeliever, the make believer. He only went to the believers.
Amen. Right.
In the 40 days, ministry that is coming, after the 5-year ministry, they will only come to the believers. That means the grace is over for that believer. Grace is still here now. That's why grace must come to us. That's why we go and preach the gospel and share the truth. Because without that, they can know the truth. Romans chapter 10, the Bible says, how can the people know the truth or have faith without a preacher?
Right.
And how can the preacher preach without being sent from God? Let's try, Brother Gerda, his book is with me. I photocopy. The brochure. What about this? We come and talk about originality. I give it everywhere. When I come in the plane, it's still with me.
Right.
Because that book can change somebody's life.
Right.
You must take the gospel when you go.
Right.
Don't go just remember your job or your meeting overseas.
Right.
Because your feet must be the gospel of this.
Right.
Will never leave me. Yeah. My bag is full of books. The books from here. I photocopy everything. It's all over in Fiji, the book of Brother Gerd. Because through the books, God can call somebody. Through the books of Brother Man, God can call somebody. God called me through the books of Brother Man. When I was in Japan, I was studying for 4 months. God allowed me, that time I talked to Brother Gerd, in 2000, allowed me to meet with the believers here. They are African. The Japanese people cannot believe. They believe their mind is their God, they told me. He said, our mind is our God. I hope the Singapore people are not their mind, their God. Not you, the outside people. Amen. When I came, when God allowed us to meet, they were listening to the tapes. Of Brother Ben. So God allowed us to meet. The Africans, no Japanese. So I hide. I was already a pastor. I hide from themselves and not to show them I'm a pastor. But God revealed it to them. You are a pastor. They said, you preach every Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
When I preached to them, that's at the time I met with the brother again. And I start to see the revelation of this truth in the way that God has shined the light today. From Malachi 4 to Ezekiel 4. So God allowed me to preach to them. When I preach to them, they are asking questions. African, they are talkative. They can be very, very vocal. They want to fight. Ha, ha, hey, hey, hey. I only say to them, be quiet. I'm bigger than you. I can roll outside the window. When we're in the class in the Japanese, in Tokyo, all the Africans, they want to talk.
He wants to talk. I said, lucky God has changed my life. If I was still a devil, only the African will go outside the window. That's the truth. I said that because I'm powerful physically when I was in the world. I play rugby, somebody sucks it. When I play rugby, don't come in front of me. I break your bones. Whether you break, I break. Because I don't play to lose. I play to win. When you play there, I want to lose. So when you come to God, we are not here to just come to church. We are here to make it to the end. Whether we're going to fight and fight, whether people are going to reject or fight, whatever, it doesn't matter. The matter here, the point here, is to go to the end. Pain only will take you. Because Hebrews chapter 6, 11, 6, without pain, it is impossible to please God. Those who come to God must know that God is still God. And He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hallelujah! Because pain is very powerful, it's going to move and drive you. You never surrender. Sunday come and it's a rain or storm or sickness, it's going to bring you here. Because pain they see that is in you. They're the one that is in your body. They're the one that is in the world. I was sick very one time. Very sick. Pneumonia. I fell down. Collapse. Sunday I told my wife, bring the car. I'm going to go to church in London. When I'm sitting in church, I can't even say I'm so weak. I'm going down and crying and praying. But I still hear the word of God. This is how powerful is faith. People talk about faith, but faith, James said in chapter 2, faith is works express. Amen. Yes. So in Japan, they're playing the teams. I told them, you can play the teams and listen to the tape yourself. But if you don't understand what the brother Bram is saying, then you are in trouble. Because the one who is leading them is from Congo. And we know Congo is a lot of problem too in the message of the hour.
Yes.
And I said, you want to prove it what I'm saying? Because if you're going to quote and quote brother Bram, you don't understand, you're going to quote yourself to hell. Hallelujah. So I told them, play the tape of your pastor. Their pastor is Brother Diota. He got 10,000 people in his church now. If they don't come to hall, they go to a stadium. At that point in time, 2,000, it was only 2,000, 4,000. Today it's 10,000. Then they play the video cassette. I said, listen, I'm going to say to you. So he's a priest, he was the reward of the bride. He's a pastor. And when he comes to the pulpit, all the books of Brother Bell, it's like that. And he stands up, Brother Bell said, he said it of God, thus. He's just quoting it. Brother Bell said, a generation is 40 years old. 40 years. So from 1948 to F40 is 1988. That means Jesus already come. Because Brother Bell said that statement. So what? Brother Bell said, everything I said, you take it to the scripture. If it's not true, it's not the scripture, you throw it away. When you come to church, he said you only eat the chicken, not the bones. You eat the bones, you're going to go to hospital. Hallelujah. Huh? So he's preaching the reward of the bread. And he's trying to preach, he's preaching because of the statement of the messenger. So it's 1988 already, it's now 2000. That means Jesus is here, Paul is here, Peter is here, everybody is here. We are receiving a reward. No. We're going to go to the ministries of the Lamb. Then you're going to receive a reward according to your faithfulness, to your calling, your position. When you come down in the millennium, you're going to reign. But it's abasing the reward of the bride by looking at what Brother Bram said. He's not preaching the Bible. What about if you look at the book of Ruth and try to understand the reward? What did he want to do? He's just quoting, and you don't know what he's talking about. And it's a conclusion. He's here. The American preacher came from America, preached to us in 1993. I was not even a deacon, a pastor. I just came 2 years. And he preached, and he told us we didn't believe him. Hallelujah. The pastor, the four deacons believe him. I said, it cannot be true, because it's not of God. It's not of the scripture. So after the church service, I asked him, can you prove it again from even what the messenger said? And what you're saying, from the Bible to what you're saying, that we are in the rapture.
And he'd been around the bush. He told me, read from Revelation 4 to 19. I said, I've read it. And I went to God for 2 weeks and I prayed. Not the pastor prayed, not the deacon prayed. I went and asked God, God, you brought me to this shooter because I believe you brought me to be part of this rapture. How come you can send a preacher to tell me the millennium is here, the rapture is come? I cannot believe it, Father. For 2 weeks I was praying and praying until God said, it's all a lie. Your salvation is up to you.
Amen.
Brother Gavin, please, I will preach, Brother Isa, but it's you to work it out with prayer and trembling. At the end of the day, you stand up with God and he's going to ask you. Because the years are the absolute.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When I preach in 90, sometimes they don't talk. Said you are hungry or angry. If you're angry, don't be angry with me because I'll pour you with the hot water. The word of God. Hallelujah. We should respond in God. God demands a response. My words will never return to me empty. Whatever I've said is going to come back to me. He demands it. That's why we say amen, because it's the word of God.
Amen.
When you don't say amen, you don't believe what God said. Hallelujah. Amen is in the word. Amen, so be it.
Yes.
Huh? So if you don't say amen, you are an unbeliever. Maybe no, yes. Hallelujah. I'm your brother. I love all the church. I love the believers. I stay with the church all the time. They know. I'm like their father too. I look after them. I stay with them. I hardly go to my own parents. They live very nearby. I come from the village. But he said, my family is these people here. Those who hear and believe the word of God.
Amen.
I'm your brother and sister. That's why I'm staying with the Brother Henry. Brother Henry, never mind in Singapore. He's my brother. When he came to Fiji, even Brother Henry slept in my house. 2005, convention. I said, this is your house, Brother Ken. When I come to Singapore, I'll live with you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, because Christianity is sharing. Sharing your house, sharing your money, sharing your car. This is Christianity. It's saving each other. It's looking after each other.
Amen.
Christianity is not you alone. If you are alone, you are an island. Nobody's an island.
Right.
We are here to look after each other. We are here to serve each other.
Right.
That is the beautifulness of the body of Christ. In the spirit, we operate that we are together. We are not stranger here. I'm not stranger. I'm your brother and sister, even before we were born. God has already written our names together in the Bible. That's why we can meet and agree together and worship together.
Right.
I'm not stranger. We were all together in the mind of God before anything was created. God told Job, where were you when I was in the foundation of the world? When the morning stars sang together, the sons of God, sons of God. He was telling them, you are there in my mind, but you forgot. Because of the death of your children, the problem you are facing. You stand up and dread your Lord and say, I want to talk.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever difficulty we face, God allows. So that we can achieve the target of God to come to perfection. To come shining, you know, perfection. Because we're going to wear the glorified body. Paul said, whatever suffering we are going through now cannot be compared with the glory that is going to be revealed in us. The glorified body, the glorification. The body that will go through the wall and not be controlled by the three-dimensional world. The body will have no need of visa to go to Israel. Because the body will come and disappear. It's not controlled by this wall or three dimension. Hallelujah. Amen. Amos chapter 8, verse 12, 11, the Bible said that I said a fair mind, not of bread and water, but of hearing the word of God.
Amen.
They will go east and north, they will never find it.
Right.
He's talking to Israel, but we are the speech of Jesus Christ. It has happened to us too.
Amen.
The Bible is saying in the book of Amos chapter 8, 11, it said that fair mind is the hearing of the word of God. The word of God is plenty. We have more Bibles than ever before. And more translations. We have a lot of churches that preach them. But they are not hearing God. They are not hearing the truth. They are hearing fables. They are hearing theories and geology. Yes! That's why they are doing the wrong thing. That's why they believe in Trinity. That's why they believe in women priesthood. Huh? When you believe wrong, you live wrong and do the wrong thing. Amen. So there's a prayer minor in hearing the word of God. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He said, you are lucky you can hear. The righteous people, the prophets want to hear what you hear, but that was not their day. But you are hearing and looking and hearing. But these people cannot hear, although they have ears. They have eyes to see, but they cannot conceive or perceive. They have ears to hear, but they cannot hear. Because their heart is dull. Their heart is fresh gross. Right. They're watching. Their heart is so fresh. Maybe of the things of the world or whatever. That's why they are hearing, but they cannot hear. But you are lucky, my disciples, you can hear. We can hear the voice of God today. The people outside, they are hearing the word of God, they are interested, but they cannot hear. That's what I must say, there will be a fair mind of hearing the word of God.
Right.
That's why they don't have the faith, the true faith. Amen.
Amen.
They have a hybrid faith. They don't have the true understanding, the revelation of God. That's why they are not here. That's why they have gone so far from what is the truth. You can hear the word of God, but you are hearing another way. It depends on your heart. You come to the church and your heart is dull and restless. Your heart wants to hear what you want to hear. You're going to hear what you want to hear and not what God wants you to hear.
Right.
That's why Paul told Timothy, you preach the gospel in season and out of season. Because after some time, they will heap to themselves teachers, preachers, pastors. The Bible said, with the itching ears. What does it mean? They want to hear. They are trying to hear. They are wanting to hear what they want to hear.
Right.
They are not hearing what they're supposed to hear.
Right.
They want to hear to tell them, you sister too can preach.
Mm-hmm.
How can you preach? Paul told people, I should not have any woman to have authority over men. To teach or to have any authority over men. Because she was the one that was deceived. The man was not deceived. You know what is deception? She thought that she was doing the right thing even when she talked to the serpent in chapter 3 of Genesis. Oh, God said, you'll be like God, you know truth and whatever. Yes, sure. But he was sugarcoating the word. Amen. So she thought it was a right. That's the meaning of deception. It's not a willfully sinning. It's a being deceived. Because she's a byproduct. She's not the original product. That's why she was easily deceived. The devil cannot deceive her through the servant Adam. Because she was in the original creation. That's why we must receive the word of God. When you have the word of God, you cannot be deceived. When you believe in the truth, you cannot be deceived. When you hold on to the true revelation of God, nobody can deceive you. The Bible said that nobody can deceive the elect. You can deceive your own life because of your own opinion and agenda. But you hold to the truth, the revelation of truth, nobody can deceive you. Just imagine how can people believe that they should be a windbreaker. When the Bible is not for it. They can testify, they can speak, they can sing song. Amen. Then where are the men? God ordained men. Call men. Because I mean, in terms of even what he said to you. So that is what he had me today. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear what they want to hear to feel good to them. When the truth comes, it's going to hurt them, but it's going to set you free. The truth is very powerful. The truth is going to hurt you because it's going to circumcise you. But the truth is going to set you free.
Right.
I've seen people walk out of my church. I've seen people leave the church because they don't agree to the truth. It's not my problem. Paul told people, you preach the word. In season, out of season, whether they like it, whether they want to sleep, whether they are lazy, you preach it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's very important. That's why when he comes to church, they are wanting to hear because of the social life, the world today. It's full of life and the world. People become so weak when they come to church that they want to hear something that will meet them, that will suit their agenda. No. The Bible is still the word of God. If the Bible said that we must not cross the grace, Deuteronomy chapter 22. If a man, where a garment pertains to a woman, a woman to a man, in a way, it's an abomination to God. That thing still stands today. Whether you like it, whether you're from America, the word of God still stands. Hallelujah. He cannot change it. There's no unisex today, like the shopkeepers are saying. Oh, my friend, you can wear that too. It's for your wife and you too. Hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 2, John is talking about, you must not love the things of the world. If you love the things of the world, the love of God is not even in you. It means that God is not in you. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is not of God. The world will disappear, the world will fade away. But that those who do the will of God will abide forever. Hallelujah. We know we are living in Satan's kingdom. And it has paralyzed many people's faith. That's why people cannot come to church. Because they come and they are weak. But when they go to work, they are not weak because of the money. The Indian people call paisa. We have the idea only of money. Money is good. But we believe. We have faith in God. Yeah. We must believe that God is still God. Hasn't changed. If God asks you to come to church, believe. These are the word through Paul. Because here, you have been created, built up by God. You miss service, you are missing creation. You are missing the word of God. Because the preacher will preach you the right vitamin the Sunday you come, what is lacking? To build up of the lacking. You are lacking faith, he's going to talk about faith. We are leaking in another sense, he's going to talk about another sense. We are leaking whatever, he's going to talk about it to build. So you are not unbalanced, you are moderate in God. You are balanced in God. Amen. In 1 John chapter 5, the Bible says, the faith is our victory. That's why we can overcome from glory to glory. From one situation to one situation, we overcome because our faith is our victory. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, Enoch walked with God. By faith, Enoch with God, and he was thrown out. He, because he got a testimony, he pleased God, and he was a translator. It was a rapture. We know from the Adam, Enoch is at the seven, from Adam. He know he was the one that was taken. He got brothers and sisters. He got nephews and cousins. He got a relatives that was a descendant, the seventh descendants or generation. But only Enoch was taken. Because he walked with God by faith. He walked with God. Amen. He was the only one taken. All of the other people there, they are walking with God. Yeah. Not who was walking with God. He found grace in the eyes of God because he walked with God too. He went into the ark. Enoch walked with God. Other people maybe believe in God walking, but they were not walking in the way they are supposed to walk. Hallelujah. They are not walking in the center of what God was speaking to Enoch or what God was saying to them. They were going to the left and the right. They were not standing to what God was speaking. Amen. Because when God speaks, it's imparting life to you. It's life to you when God speaks. That's why the person that is preaching must have the life, the germ of life, to speak life. Right. Amen. Amen. The Enoch of Enoch here in chapter whatever, book of Acts, he was reading the book of Isaiah chapter 53. He wanted to know from verse 1 to 12 what this man, what he was reading. When Isaiah talking about himself or somebody, he could not understand. That's why God sent Philip to him. To walk with him and come inside the carriage and explain to him. The Bible said, then he preached Jesus. Amen. To him. Then he said, I understand. There's water here. What about cannot stop it? No. We are going to baptize.
Right.
Amen.
That's why God is sending preachers around, Brother Gern around, to speak up the word of God, to expound it in the revelation, the truth revelation. There's no one truth revelation, only one. Amen. We know what is original sin. We know what is holy city in Jerusalem. We know what is the millennium and what is eternity. The true revelation of all this teaching or doctrines in the Bible, we know. And it's our life. Revelation is our life. There's no revelation in the church, we are dead. The church is broken up. The church cannot survive. It's the lifeline of the church, the revelation of the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, I saw Brother Gaddis preach the Genesis to Revelation, he's gone there. Because he's still shining. There's still, you cannot comprehend the depth, the length, the width, and the height of God.
Amen.
The word of God is so deep. You shine it again, you shine it again, it's going to shine.
Right.
Amen. Because God is trying to perfect us. He's trying to take us, bring us to that perfection. From the leading that is still lacking, he's trying to cut and mold and mold. Until we come to the image of Christ.
Amen.
But only faith will hold us.
Amen.
The true faith of God will hold us in the word of God. That's why we don't see a lot of people. You've got 5 million people. Fiji only got 850,000 people. There are more believers in Fiji. It doesn't mean they are all going the rapture. It depends how you walk.
Right.
Yeah. You know something the Lord has been emphasizing to me? Faith. Because now I'm no longer walking. I can concentrate on God. I was walking, I was moving around everywhere to Korea, Japan, Australia, Japan, China, everywhere. To go for meeting. Climate change, mitigation, and medicine. This meeting is okay, but we'll never solve the problems in this world.
Right.
The climate change will continue to happen until Jesus comes and stops all this corruption or pollution. In the millennium reign. It's a good meeting. I went to China, I studied all their policy of climate change and mitigation and adaptation. It's okay. They have promised to cut down their emission of carbon by the 2050. But they keep on building cars, they keep on building factories, they keep on building jumbo jets. So they say something and they are building something. Hallelujah. So this thing is not going together. Singapore, I know you are a small island, but you have to control. That's very good. To regulate Americas. Fiji cars is everywhere. The Japanese are selling to us a second-hand car. Everybody is buying every day. The company is buying 5 or 4 or 6 every day. The cars are getting more every day. Yes. So everything is going wrong in this world. That's why we must hold on to what we believe, brothers and sisters, in this end time. Amen. Because he's coming soon, whether we like it or not.
Amen.
Jesus told John, I come quickly. John said, come quickly, Lord. There is our desire today. Who wants to stay here? Everything is corrupt. Everything is vanities. You wake up in the morning, you do this, you are doing the same thing. Solomon the king said, it's all vanities of vanities. It's like vanities, it's like chasing the wind. You cannot chase the wind. You cannot catch the world. The Bible is saying, those who love the world, the things of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the love of God is not in them. This world, God is going to destroy one day. In the millennium, it's going to start to go down. In eternity, we are going back to the Garden of Eden. Amen. Yes. Because that's where the civilization God gave to us, a vegetation, plants, and trees. But the Satan has come and built. But we have to live in this civilization because we are in this situation, the fallen condition. That's why we go to school. That's why we do business. But we must not be absorbed. John is saying, you must not love to be absorbed too much. Because you must have time for God. You must come to the cells. I know Singapore is very hard because it's a lot of human people and traffic. In cities are very easy because night time there's not much traffic, and we are living closer. We have a service every time. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, because we have a farm. Brother Gary came there in 2008. It's a good, big place. Everybody wants to come. So we have a lot of time. And end of the month, we always pray and fast. Pray and fast to commit the next month to the Lord. So we have committed. That's why I'm coming around. I didn't want to go to Nigeria, because it's very far. Yeah? And I have to look after the church in Fiji. But finally, God has to give me to come. That's why I'm here this morning. If I never come, I won't be here. I will never talk to you physically and know what is the situation of my brothers and sisters here. Just to come and say a few words to help you. And whatever, how God has decided me or called me, I can give something to the body of Christ.
Amen.
Not to offend you, but to help you.
Thank
you. Because the way I walk with God is different. The walk you walk with God is different.
Amen.
But these things can supplement each other, complement. We are here to give to each other. Whatever mess we have been messed, and we also give. So this brother can come up, his sister can come up, because we may be facing something that we don't know. But whatever God, the experience of somebody or someone or the preaching can help. That's how God has designed. That we are all part of the body of Christ. That we have all the operational spirit to fulfill.
Amen.
You are not here not to be covered. We are all here to be covered. That's why in Fiji we thank God for what is happening. The gifts are operating.
Amen.
The vision, the dreams, and the prophecy. When Brother Gann came in 2006, he prophesied church. People were hurt. Because he never came from Pentecost. And I have to explain to them what is the gifts. Because I was 16 years old when I was in the Pentecost. So Pentecost is not new. But people still stay there. Only the gifts. But God is moving. God moves all the time.
Yes.
And today they have missed God. Because they don't move, but they organize and they denominate. They become whatever they are today.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what, why we are here today, or in this end time, that we are the people to fulfill scripture, or fulfill the will of God. That's why we must keep the faith. Paul said, as we have read this morning, that I fought, have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Amen. And we are nearing the end. But again, I always pray for him, the church, because of the laboring he's doing. Because people never believe that somebody is going to be called from Singapore. That's the mentality of human being. Because Singapore is a small. They only want to talk about Singapore because Singapore is one of the nations that is number one in many things. Number one airport, number one airline, number one steward or whatever, number one port. But somebody to be called here, playing the leading role in this entire, people cannot believe it. These are the mentality, the intellectual of people, that's how they think like that. Amen. God can call anyone from anywhere. Because people only look at America because Brother Bram came here. So he must come from the big country if God has to call. No. That's not the way. God calls out whoever he calls. It's not about where he comes from. It's about who is him in God. If God has already saw him and called him, gives him calling of the rebellious, he's going to be what God has ordained for him to be. You cannot change it. Where you are born cannot change it. That's why people don't understand. When Paul came into the ministry, nobody rejected him. Peter, they accepted him in the hands of fellowship because they know God is called. But he was not with them for 3.5 years. If you are a literal person or think like a human being, you say, who are you? You just come today. That's happened to me in 50. I'm the last preacher, they'll come. They said, who are you? Just born yesterday. I said, so what? If I am born yesterday, if God has called me, God has called. Amen. Brother Gann has come from Singapore and God has called him. He has called him. It's not about the country. It's not about the race or whatever. It's God's calling. That calling has been there from the foundation of the world. It's not something new. He saw you and he knows who is going to be you in the body of Christ. He told them before you were born. Because he's saying to God, I'm a child, I cannot speak. He told him before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I already ordained you to be a prophet to nations. Yeah, because I'm saying this, because in Fiji, they know Brother Gann, the message believer. They burn his book. They threw it away. I gave it to them, they threw it away. They're saying, who's that preacher from Singapore and Mr. Twinrack? He's just come now, Mr. Twinrack. You know, when you don't have God in your life, that's how you look at things. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Because people, we are contaminated by the original sin. And they don't take God seriously and let God deal with them. That's why when they come, they are still carnal. They think like a human being. They don't understand spiritual things. Amen.
He can be very well eloquent in words. You see all these big preachers around the world, but they are not, they are saying things that are deceiving people. You go to America, you see what is happening. Because everything is available in the YouTube or internet. You can hear what is being preached. So it's getting worse. Getting worse. But we are thankful to God that the grace of God is maintaining us. In the days of the judge, chapter 17 and chapter 21 of Judges, the Bible said there was no king in Israel, and everyone was doing whatever was right in their own eyes. Today they are doing whatever is right because they are not accessing, or the ministry is not with them. The ministry of God is not preaching to them. That's why they are doing whatever is right to their own eyes. If they come to the truth, to the ministry of God, they want to do the right thing. Because there is a ministry that God has ordained, the fivefold, today, to lead the people to God, to bring back them to the truth, the true foundation. But they don't want it. If they don't want it, they will remain in the congregation of dead people. Because you cannot ordain yourself like they are doing, to be a prophet, to be a pastor. There was a preacher from America. He came to my home, the congregation, and they were invited him to come. From Phoenix to come to Fiji. And he said, our pastor wants to come to you. I said, who's your pastor? He's one of the five old men. They said, he believes it. He's gone to 70 nations around the world. I said, okay, it's okay what you say, but I'm going to ask, so what to me? What I'm asking, has God called him? If God has called him, he has to come here, he's going to come. Because a brother, God, connect me with the brother again. That's why I know this message is from God. And many people in Fiji have come away from extreme brandation to the messenger of God, they come to the truth. And they are so happy. The believers in Fiji are rejoicing and happy because of the truth. When the truth comes, we rejoice. Amen. I hope you're rejoicing. Amen. But it's not true, it's so in your face. And your mouth will smile to show your teeth. That's a rejoicing. It comes from the heart. It comes from the inside and rejoice. Hallelujah. Because we are thankful that we can see the truth. The people are hearing the word, but they cannot hear. Jesus said, unless they are converted and repent, I can heal them. Amen. So we are here to come to confession. We are also here to say something to our neighbor. The grace of God, what God is doing today. When I took Brother Gena to Lebuka, one small island, the former captain, I took him in 2005. They have the heritage law. They don't change the building. They want to make it to be the old Indian building under the British Empire. We are under the British Empire, Commonwealth. Well, after church service in the school in the two villages, but again, asked the pastor, because all the people went to one village, the school is very near to another village. There's nobody coming from this church. I was telling, listen. He said, no. You must go to them and tell them what God is doing today. He said to the pastor. Because this village is near to the school than them, but nobody is coming from there. Amen. Because he's not telling them. Because he scratched his head and told Brother Gad, what shall I do? But he's a pastor. Again, told him, you go and tell them the truth, what God is doing today. Amen. So we must keep the faith. The time is arriving now, we are near the end. We have gone through a lot of battles and whatever, Brother Gad. I have come through for 28 years in this truth, and some of you have come through. It's a lot of battles we are fighting. The Lord has won the war, but we are fighting battles. But we're going to win and overcome. If we keep the faith, we're going to finish the faith and keep the faith. And there's a crown of righteousness that is awaiting for all of us. That's why we must hold on. Because soon and very soon, the Lord is coming. May God bless you richly and abundantly. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again this morning that you can be here to just speak to us, to encourage and edify. Because we are your children, we are your sons and daughters. We are very precious in your eyes. We are the apple of your eye. So bless us richly, by the believers and the brother, sister in Singapore. Brother Gan also has given his life. We have called him, laboring for all these years under persecution, affliction, tribulation. But he has prevailed like Paul.
Paul said, I've kept the faith, I've run the course, I've kept the faith. We must keep the faith because you are coming soon. You promise what you promise, you're going to bring it to pass. So it is on that guarantee, it is on the assurance, the hope, based on the promises of God, that we are standing upon that rock this morning, Lord. Help us to continue, Lord, to persevere, to hold on, to continue the run race, and be patient and look to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of it. Bless the people here. They have come to support the ministry. They have come, Lord, in their heart, in whatever way. I pray for their life, their soul this morning. They will be a blessing to Fiji, Lord. As you told Abraham, I will bless you, be a blessing. They have been a blessing to other counties by whatever they have supported the ministry, the books, the preaching, the internet, the ministry, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we have become the beneficiary, the recipients of this truth, of the revelation that has been propagated, coming from this house, coming from this body of Christ. That's what you have ordained, that's what you have chosen. It is your prerogative, it's your sovereignty. Whatever you do it, Father, for your own glory. You do not share your glory with anyone. So bless the church richly as I'm leaving again to go to Africa tomorrow. Bless the trip to Africa, and I'm going to come back and fellowship with them. Just bless us. Before, after some time, I'm going back to Fiji. Whether we're going to meet again, only your Father knows. So, Father, this morning, we are blessed this morning for the fellowship, the worship this morning. May we just be glorified and blessed. Be your holy name this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.